This is meteorologist Dennis Hull with your Friday Ag Weather Impacts. Well, you can plan on mostly dry weather the next 7 days across the Columbia Basin. A weak disturbance today, though, will bring a few light showers mainly to farms near the Cascades and Blue Mountains, with rainfall amounts up to a tenth of an inch. A cold front will sweep through the Columbia Basin on Tuesday with scattered light showers, but again, rainfall amounts should be a tenth of an inch or less. The growing season came to an end in many areas on Tuesday and Wednesday mornings, though not all farms saw sub-freezing temperatures. The coldest was 22 at Adams and outlying areas of Pendleton. Look for temperatures to average near normal through Monday, and then that cold front will drop daytime highs to about 10 degrees below normal for Wednesday and Thursday. Field work, fall planting, and harvest of summer crops should be able to make good progress with only minor interruptions from the scattered light rain. Field burning will be aided by fair to good smoke dispersion from late morning to mid-afternoon today and Saturday, but lighter transport winds will limit smoke dispersion Sunday and Monday. Soil temperatures are currently averaging in the upper 40s to mid-50s and should warm into the mid and upper 50s through early next week, and then cool back to mainly the 40s by the end of next week. From the 10th to 20th of October, the weather pattern looks active with weather fronts every 3 to 4 days. Not much moisture is expected, but temperatures will likely average cooler than normal with winds gusty at times. For aginfo.net, this is meteorologist Dennis Hull, and that's your Ag Weather Impacts.